This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm John Idsty, sitting in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A lot of the presidential candidates were on the march yesterday in 4th of July parades, a lot of them in Iowa. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney walked in 4 parades there. Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses may be 6 months away. But as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, Romney has his focus on an earlier contest.
Apparently, just about anyone is welcome to march in the 4th of July parade in the central Iowa town of Waukee. Trailing after the high school band were decorated cars and trucks from the fire department and local clubs, charities, and businesses. On foot was former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
Hey, you guys, how you doing? I'm running for president, by the way.
Romney was shaking hands with parade watcher Charles Heinen, who, as of that moment, became a supporter.
And anybody that comes like this goes out, you know, shaking hands. That's who I like. That is a big thing. Back to the old politics, the way of they used to do it, in, you know, way back when I was young.
Just before joining the parade, the Romney campaign held an ice cream social for supporters and the curious, all of whom were well-fed, ready, and waiting when the candidate arrived. He sounded like someone who's been spending a lot of time in Iowa when he spotted Alan Hall Baker, a tall man in bib overalls and a straw cowboy hat.
You grow corn and beans?
Yes.
Pretty good prices this year, don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, it is.
Looks like beans are coming back.
The corn prices dropped.
Yeah, but about $3 a bushel now?
Right now.
Yeah.
Romney asked just one thing of everyone in the crowd here.
Who's going to Ames on August 11th? You made my
Ames in August is the where and when of the Iowa Republican presidential straw poll. It's a fundraiser for the state party and an expensive proposition for the candidates busing their supporters there. Not long ago, top-tier candidates Rudy Giuliani and John McCain announced they weren't going to participate. Too bad for them, said Romney.
They saw the handwriting on the wall. They couldn't win, and I could.
It's not just his opinion that many Iowa Republicans find Giuliani too liberal, and McCain's been tarnished by his backing of the recently failed immigration bill, which was very unpopular with rank-and-file Republicans here. But ditching the straw poll in August will not help them in January at caucus time, says Romney.
And so I'm going to participate in the Iowa straw poll as well as in the caucuses. Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, they play a very important role, and I don't want to in any way shortchange that role.
Romney made this comment in the town of Red Oak, one of more than half a dozen little towns he visited earlier in the week. At each stop, he made a speech, took questions, and introduced Ann Romney, his wife of 38 years, and the mother of their 5 sons. At a meeting of the Iowa Christian Alliance near Council Bluffs, no one seemed bothered by the frequent charges that Romney had changed his views on issues like abortion just for political expediency.
Anybody who doesn't change their position as they age and learn things is pretty narrow-minded,
said Gary Herman. And while some Christians have questioned whether a Mormon like Romney is really one of them, Dick Baber called the controversy, quote, poppycock.
Very family-oriented. Look, he's got 5 boys, 1 wife, 38 years, 2 or 3 other candidates have been married 2 or 3 times.
Romney is hoping that kind of approval is enough to get Baber and like-minded conservatives all the way to Ames next month for the GOP straw poll. With less than 6 weeks to go, Romney has no top-tier competition in that beauty contest, at least not until Fred Thompson officially declares. An overwhelming win could generate some good publicity for Romney, might make him seem like the guy to beat, at least in Iowa. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.